Welcome to the Lazy Bird Podcast, the morning coffee edition. I'm your host, James. It is April 8th, 2020. I believe it's a Wednesday. Oh my God, it's a Wednesday. This week is flying by, but time flies by when you're busy. So this morning coffee edition of the Lazy Bird Podcast, we're going to be talking about... we're just going to reflect and we're going to... reflect on yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So I'm pretty excited about that. Let's start off with this morning. This morning was a bit rough for me. I decided that last night I was going to have a drink or two, and I feel like shit this morning. But it still didn't stop me from going on my morning run, which was fantastic. Fantastic run. It was beautiful this morning. As soon as I woke up at 6 a.m., went outside, had a cigarette, and I was just like, this is perfect running weather. The sky was beautiful. It had this nice pink glow. The air was just crisp. And I went for a quick little run, and it was a nice run. I got to listen to one of my favorite bands, Broken Social Scene. They're a Canadian rock band. Indie rock band. They generally have anywhere from 6 to 19 artists in the band at a time, which is unbelievable. They're a great band, Broken Social Scene. I think they're doing pretty good in the United States at the moment, but here in Canada, they're like a staple to Canadian music, I think. So check them out. That's Broken Social Scene. The album I listened to was Feel Good Lost, which is a great running album in my opinion, especially in the morning. I'd love to know what music you guys listen to on your runs and what music you guys like running to in the morning, the afternoon, the evening, when it's raining, when it's sunny. Because I definitely, when I run, I definitely have... a style of music that I want to listen to depending on the type of day, which is I would love to hear what you guys listen to on your runs, especially in the morning time. And then later today I believe I'm doing a podcast with my buddy Neil Hughes. He's a really great chef. I call him Rain Man. When it comes to cooking, he's like Rain Man. Like, he knows everything there is to know about cooking. He's like an encyclopedia, I'm going to be sitting down and talking to him about his progress through the culinary industry, and I'll be talking about his progress through the culinary industry. Sorry, I believe it cut out there, so for anyone who's listening, I'm very sorry about that. So I'll be talking to my buddy Neil. He is a chef, and he has a lot of cool projects on the go, and he's always got some sort of hobbies when it comes to food that are food related. So I'm excited to talk to him later today. So that's my day today. At lunchtime, I do my afternoon Corona update with Paul. So check that out. It's live as well on CastBox. So make sure you follow, subscribe, so that's my day today. It should be a pretty easy day. I do feel like crap. Again, yesterday I decided that I was going to have a few drinks, and I haven't had a few drinks in probably been like 3 weeks now. Before I used to be a heavy drinker, and now I've kind of drink in moderation, which is great. So after 3 weeks of not drinking and then going 5 beers deep, you definitely feel it the next morning. But that didn't stop me from my morning run. So that was amazing. So that was yesterday. Yesterday, I actually launched my first podcast ever. It's a conversation with my real good friend, Kamoy. Where we talk about self-compassion in the restaurant industry. It's a great conversation, so please go check that out. And that was yesterday. Yesterday I was pretty busy, which was good. You got to keep busy during these trying times. And tomorrow, I'm not really sure what's and plan for tomorrow. I'm hoping I can sit down and talk to a couple of chefs for my podcast. They're based in Toronto. They're some really unique chefs and really interesting what they got going on in their lives and what they're doing when it comes to the culinary industry. And by unique, I'm saying like these guys, they're just awesome. They do like some really cool stuff, anywhere from making aprons to making cocktails to pastries to cool pop-ups. And so they're really interesting to talk to. Hello, Bobby. Thank you for joining, and thank you for following. So yeah, that's for tomorrow. I definitely would love to hear from you guys at some point. You can send me a message on Instagram, Twitter. I post my podcast normally on Anchor, and on Spotify. Castbox I tend to use for my recording and kind of to get connected with more people and actually be able to talk to people. But I would love to hear from you guys and what your morning routines are. So if you follow me on Instagram, that's at LazyBirdTO. And you follow me on Twitter, it's Lazy Bird Podcast, and you can follow me on Anchor at the Lazy Bird Podcast as well. And on Anchor, you can actually send me a voice message, and I can play that live on my podcast, which is pretty cool, and answer some questions or hear your suggestions, hear what you guys do in the morning. And I'll air that on my morning coffee podcast. So yeah, don't forget to subscribe, don't forget to follow. Again, my Instagram is at LazyBirdTO, and you can find me on Twitter at LazyBird Podcast, and you can find me on Anchor as LazyBird Podcast as well. And I believe I'm on Twitter on Spotify as well as LazyBird Podcast. So don't forget LazyBird Podcast. You can find me everywhere. I'm going live again at noon with my buddy Paul, where we do a coronavirus update, some news, how our days are going, any goals that we have, and we ramble on a little bit, kind of like what I'm doing now, but whatever. So yeah, if you have any suggestions for the morning podcast and what you'd like to hear, give me a shout.